Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Do you know that the Noah's Ark, the Ark itself and the people in the Ark and all those crazy animals is a type or a metaphor of the Christian church? And just like Noah and his family went into the Ark with all these crazy animals, you and I have to find ourselves in a local church to really engage with God. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I've got some ancient secrets that work today in the modern world. Well, in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 1, "Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I've seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.'" I want to remind us today that God said, "Come into the ark." The ark was God's idea. Noah was not a genius. He was not a rocket scientist. You know, he wasn't finding a cure for cancer. We don't know how smart he was, how dumb he was. All we know about him was he obeyed God. And, you know, to be a Christian, a good Christian, you know, a strong, solid Christian person, you don't need to be the smartest person in the world. The Bible says knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. That's a New Testament saying. Knowledge puffs up, love edifies. Noah wasn't the smartest cat in town, I don't think anyway, but he was obedient. He did what God said, and this is the great secret to his success. He did what God said. Do you want to be a solid Christian? Do you want to have a solid walk with God, a really strong relationship with God? Do what God said. Don't try and outsmart God. Don't try and outthink God and find reasons in your mind why you don't have to do what God said. God said, "Come into the ark." And you know, in the New Testament, in Matthew 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." The church wasn't the apostles' idea. It wasn't the disciples' idea. You know, it was God's idea. And just because in the last 2,000 years there have been some complete duds running churches and ruining churches, there have been complete duds inside churches doing things they shouldn't do, saying things they shouldn't say. You know, we've all had experiences like that. If you've been in a church longer than about 3 years, you've encountered a dud, okay? You've encountered someone who maybe is not a real Christian. They're not really living for God, but they're in the church and it can confuse you and confuse me. There are pastors who have been duds. They've done things they shouldn't do, said things they shouldn't say. But that doesn't change the fact that God said, Jesus said, "I will build my church." Hebrews says in chapter 11 or 12 there, it says, "Do not forsake the assembling together, as is the manner of some." Even in New Testament times, 2,000 years ago, some Christians were forsaking the assembling together. Why is that? Well, it's because we get into our heads and our emotions and we let the devil to distract us instead of staying solid and staying true. God said, "Come into the ark." Noah just went in. And it's like going to church. Can you imagine going in that ark? And there's like lions in there, roaring. You know, these little tiny cats and dogs in there. There's birds in there squawking. You know, like there's Noah's three sons. They're probably having a bit, you know, disagreements at times about who's going to throw the manure out the window. Like their wives are there. You know, who knows if the wives got on. Like it would have been chaos. It would have been chaos. These animals are pooing everywhere. You got to feed them. 40 days and 40 nights, it's raining outside. You can't get out on the sun deck, you know, and chill out a little bit. There's no relaxation. But yeah, God was there in the ark because God said, "Come into the ark." You know what? If you find a good Bible-based local church where they allow the Holy Spirit to move in the church and in the hearts of people and just teach from the Bible, New Testament truth, and there's love there, there's good people there, you know what? You will find God in a local church. I'm a big fan of the local church. I've pastored a church for 18 years. Right now, I don't pastor a church. I hand the church over. But you know, since I've done that, I've always been in church. I was in church twice. Two Sundays ago, three times, a few Sundays ago before that, I was in church once on Sunday. I love the local church. I love being with God's people. Yeah, some of them are former lions. Some of them are, you know, little tiny pussycats. Some of them are loud birds that squawk too much. There's all sorts of different personalities in the church. But you've got to see Jesus in the church. You've got to see the Lord in the church. He's in his house. He's building his house. And in the house of God, we find him in worship. We find him in prayer. We find him in fellowship. We find him in Bible teaching. And it's a safe place. The ark sustained Noah and his family. A local church will sustain you and your family if they know the Lord. And together, we can walk with God and be solid, strong believers in him.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.